I did what I had to do. I did what I had been trained to do. What I had been created to do. I killed them. I fought as hard as I could against my enemies. I focused my lethal attention on them to the exclusion of all other concerns until they were destroyed. They came at us in armor chipped and cracked by countless previous battles. Veterans of war, their anger and hatred honed to a razor's edge. The sky burned and the ground buckled beneath their rage as they tried to wipe us out. No price was too high to pay for our deaths. They wore our blood as a trophy. It glistened on their black armor and slicked their bared silver blades. With eyes of red, they gazed upon us and thought nothing of the slaughter. Heartless, merciless, deadly. They hungered for the kill, for our lives. Nothing would stop them. The thunder of their bombardment continued, and the fury of lasers and tracers lit the night sky as bright as day. Such a war tumult I have never known. Not even during the misguided wrath of the Great Crusade was a world so racked by such vigorous ire. Beyond the red and blue and green beams that crisscrossed the sky, the stars themselves paled beside the detonations of the continuing battle. The hulls of starships fell as comets. Fragments of armor descended in fiery hail, hissing and burning. Where they landed, the ancient forests around our cities blazed. None could be spared to quell the spreading flames. The arcologies were wreathed in the smoke, those within choked by the fumes. Hundreds of thousands suffocated, lungs seared by hot smog. There could be no evacuation. Outside was as lethal as within. Thousands more died in the panicked stampedes. We watched our homes reduced to ashes. Such were the blessings of terror in that anointed age.